destruction remains in this account.
The Gemara tells us in the Sechas Babakam in the 7th Park that Kriyas HaTorah is only a din with the Rabbanon. It was instituted in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara explains there were two parts to Kriyas HaTorah. There was a Takana Moshe Rabbeinu, and then there was a Takana in the later days of Ezra. And Ezra elaborated upon the original Takana. The original Takana was one only, three psalm, whatever, different nuances in the Gemara. And then they elaborated upon it hundreds and hundreds of years later in the days of Ezra. But it's clear for the Gemara that it's only Midrabanan. Anything that was instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu is only Midrabanan. Anything that was given by the Rabban Shalom to Moshe Rabbeinu is Deraisa. But there were things that Moshe Rabbeinu in his base, the Zakenim Shabbos Sador, instituted that are only Midrabanan. Like the Moshe, the Gemara says that Moshe Tikkun Lehem, Shivus Me'Avelus, and Shivus Me'Amishta, and many, many other dinim Derabanan. So even though they go back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, it doesn't make them Deraisa. They're only Deraisa. But Kadosh Baruch Hu told them to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the din of Kriyas HaTorah Pashas that the Varam is only with the Rabbanim. Nevertheless, there was a Gemara in the beginning of the Sechad Baruch HaMasechad Brachas, in the beginning of the Sechad Baruch HaMasechad Megillah, identical sugi appears that seems to throw us off a little bit. It seems to indicate that there's more to Kriyas HaTorah than meets the eye. There's more than just being a Tachanas Sechamim. The Gemara has not really been discussing Kriyas HaTorah in the Ref, but the Gemara is talking about Kriya Shema. The Gemara quotes Machlekes HaTanoi between Rebbe and the Rabbanim. Whether Kriya Shema has to be said B'Lashon HaKodesh, as B'davka said in Hebrew, whether Kriya Shema could be said B'chol Lashon. So this is clearly a machlekes on the level of Deraisa. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah Deraisa. So this is a machlekes, and one of the details how to fulfill this mitzvah. Must it be done B'Lashon HaKodesh, as it says in the Chumash? Or could you just say, Hear, O Israel? No. The Gemara goes back and forth and back and forth to support Rebbe, to support the Rabbanon. Then the Gemara makes a very strange connection. The Gemara says that label, let us say, that this question between Rebbe and the Rabbanon is relevant to a more global question, whether Kol HaTorah is B'chol Lashon Nemar, whether Kol HaTorah is B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemar. And then the Gemara goes to show you why the two issues are not the same. So the Rishonim have a big problem. What do those words mean? What does it mean, Kol HaTorah? What does Kol HaTorah mean? What, somebody says that the Torah was given in English? Moshe Rabbeinu came down from our seat with an art scroll translation. Of course it came down with Lashon HaKodesh. Of course the Torah is written Lashon HaKodesh. What do the words mean? The Kol HaTorah Kulu B'chol Lashon or B'Lashon HaKodesh. Rashi at the spot says that what the Gemara means is the Gemara is addressing the issue of Kriya Satorah. Just as there's a Machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan about Kriya Shema, so the Gemara wanted to know whether that same Machlokes carries over to Kriya's Kol HaTorah Kula. When you're laying Pashas Noach this week, do you have to read it in Hebrew or can you read it in English? That was the Machlokes. So the Gemara tries to show back and forth whether the issues are the same or not. So on the spot, both in Megillah and in Brachas, Tosfos jumps at Rashi and Tosfos says, how could that be pshat? It doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Whether Kol HaTorah Kula, whether Kriyas HaTorah is B'chol Lashon or Dafka B'Lashon HaKodesh. The Gemara is dashing Pesukim. The Gemara is relating this to the Araisa Dikam Achleikis about Kriyas Shema. How in the world could Kriyas HaTorah have any impact on the Araisa Dikam Achleikis? Tosfos writes that everybody knows that the whole mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is on the mitzvah of Rabbanan. It was made up by Moshe Rabbeinu. It was made up by Ezra. It has nothing to do with Dinam Deraisa. I mean, you mix apples and oranges and derive. Can begin to compare and contrast Kriya Shema Deraisa, Kriya HaTorah Derabanan. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So Tosfos, there's got to be another pshat in the Gemara. So Tosfos is searching for an alternate pshat in the Gemara. To say that Kriya Shema Deraisa, that's out of the question. Then Tosfos backpedals a little bit. He says, you know, to say that Kriya HaTorah every week, Pashas Noach is a Deraisa, that's a balf. Once again, it's the Gemara from the Kama. But maybe what the Gemara means is that there are certain selected Kriya HaTorahs that are Deraisa. Maybe that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara is comparing and contrasting Kriya Shema with certain kinds of Kriya HaTorahs Deraisa. What are those Kriya HaTorahs Deraisa? What are they? So Tosfos comes up with a Hakol Mikra Kol, maybe two. Kol HaTorah Kula. It's a very strange Lashon Gemara. Kol HaTorah Kula B'chol Lashon Emra. Kol HaTorah Kula B'chol Lashon Emra. So Tosfos says that means two Kriya HaTorahs. And what are the two Hailing of Kriya HaTorahs Deraisa? So there are two Kriya HaTorahs in Tosfos. So one Kriya HaTorahs is Pasha Zohar. That's it. That's the only Kriya HaTorah Deraisa that exists. And the other Kriya HaTorahs is Pasha Zohar and Pasha Parah. Those are the maximum. Two out of 50, out of 1,000 Kriya HaTorahs, the only two that Deraisa, Zohar and Parah. So that Tosfos is also a Pella. How did Bishlam, according to Rashi, all Kriya HaTorahs are Deraisa? Okay, it's good to figure out, but at least it's consistent. If Tosfos holds that Kriya HaTorah is only with the Rabbanon, so Maya Manishtana Pasha Zohar, where did that come from? Where did Pasha Parah, where did this come from? So obviously you have to add a little bit to Tosfos. Tosfos is referring to a Gemara in the second paragraph of Megillah. But the Gemara tells us that concerning Zohar, the Gemara says, Zohar says Shasoch HaMolek. So Zohar means Zohar B'peh. Zohar means you have to say it, you have to verbalize it, you have to say it orally. So Torah means repent. Yocha balev, maybe it means balev. Maybe it means all you have to do is think about Amalek. As long as you remember Amalek, I'm sitting around one day, I'm thinking about Amalek, that's good enough. So Gemara says, no, Zacha cannot mean belave, because it says, Rebbe Losishkach, Beshichas Alev Amor. I already know for the Pasuk that they're not allowed to be Shechech Amalek. So I already know that there's mitzvah Shemalev, not to forget Amalek. So what's the Chiddush of Zachor? So the Gemara says, Megillah, must be Zachor's coming to tell you, I feel a bit pet. The word Losishkach, the phrase Losishkach, would have been sufficient just not to forget Amalek. So Kamash Bulan, Zoch is a Loshin Diva B'peh. So fine. So when all the dust settles, that's the din. That there's a din of Diva B'peh to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiris Amalek, it has to be B'peh. How does that translate to mean you have to have a Kriyas HaTorah? Who put a Sefer Torah into the picture? Just because there's a din of Diva B'peh, where does Sefer Torah come from? There's a mitzvah of Zechiris Shabbos every week, which is B'peh. There's no Sefer Torah. You don't have to take up Sefer Nucham on Friday night. You have to make Kiddush holding a Sefer Torah. That's ridiculous. So how did Tosfos know to connect the dots? Just because the Gemara Megillah says there's a din of Zechir B'peh, why does that mean necessarily a Sefer Torah? So Tosfos had in mind another Gemara. Tosfos didn't tell you all this, but they had in mind another Gemara. The Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, how do you know that you have to read the Megillah B'toch HaKsav? Maybe as long as I tell over the story, if I know the Megillah B'peh, I'll read it B'peh. How do you know you need a Megillah, you need a Sefer, you need a Ksav? So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk. It says, "Vayomer Elin Yiskar Benasim," concerning Kriyas Megillah. And it says, "By the Mechamas Amalek, Ksov Zozi Kar Basefer, Mal Halam Basefer, Afkan Basefer." So that Gemara, all that Gemara says is that Kriyas Megillah requires a Sefer. So Tosfos connected all the dots. Tosfos says, "Well, Kriyas Megillah requires a Sefer. That's no doubt from Zechiris Amalek, and Zechiris Amalek has to be B'peh, and it also requires a Sefer. It also says Ksov Zozi Kar Basefer." Gemara never ever said that. The Gemara just said that the Kriyas HaMalek requires Peh. The Gemara says that Kriyas HaMegillah requires a Sefer. Tosfos put the two Gemaras together and says, aha, is that from what you see from here? That Kriyas Pasha Zohar requires a Sefer. And that's the Kriyas HaTorah D'oraisa. So many, many other Rishonim say, well, how you've never heard of such a thing. The Ramban is very Shemchomish Pasha Zohar. He says, never heard of such a thing. That we state that Kriyas that Pasha Zohar is a mitzvah D'oraisa, mitach Sefer Torah. So you have to say the Pesuk of this. You have to say the story of Amalek once in a while. The same way you have to say the Kiddush. You have to say it's Chizkiyah. Try to reshape that has to do with the same Torah. The Mishnah Megillah speaks about Lady Pasha Zohar. That's the Tekonos Chacham. The Ramban says there was a Tekonos Chacham to Lady Dalai Pashas. The same way there was a Tekonos Chacham to Lady the other 48 Shabbos of the year. He says, what does that have to do with the mitzvah of Pasha Zohar? Pasha Zohar is fulfilled just with words alone. That's what Ramban suggests. So this Tosfos is really a Molev HaGodesh, this action-packed Tosfos is full of a big Bichidish that no, there's no Kriyas HaTorah D'oraisa, but yet there is Kriyas HaTorah D'oraisa Pasha Zohar. Then, according to other Gersels, other the Balei Tosfos have, other the Pesach Rosh, other Tosfos that we have, throw in for good luck, not only Pasha Zohar D'oraisa, Pasha Zohar is also D'oraisa. Where did that come from? That's a pellet. That Echvarim, nobody knows where that came from. Everyone under the sun has a suggestion for that. No one's quite sure where that comes from. Pasha Zohar is half a problem. At least it says Zohar about Amalek. It doesn't say Zohar Sapara, so we have to figure out where that comes from. Some of them are learned out from, there's a mitzvah to remember Chet HaEgel. Zohar says, Tzav Tashem Kech Bamidbar. So we don't want to talk about the Chet HaEgel, that makes us feel bad. So we talk about Paraduma, because everyone knows the Rashi that says Paraduma is the Mechap of the Egel. So it's all like, the problem is most people in Shul don't even realize when the Lady Pasha is part, they're supposed to be remembering the Egel. So we're not even exactly sure how this mitzvah works. So very, very strange idea. It's such a strange idea that people are going in the Shulchan Aruch writes in the Berak Ra, and he thinks that's a Tosai from those who shut. He thinks the whole thing is a mistake. He thinks the only derais is maybe Zohar. Even that we're not quite sure it's true. But the only real derais, if anything, is Pasha Zohar. Par can't be a derais. Well, my Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Purim, so when he talks about the Dal Pasha, so Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion that both may be derais. That's what he quotes from the Tshuva Sadeshen, who says that if a person is stuck and he lives in an out of town place, lives in a farm somewhere, and he can't come to shul, too far to come to shul. So the Tuba Sedeshin says you should make sure, at least for that Shabbos, Pasha Zohar, Pasha Zohar, should try to come to shul. Because those are the real Shabbos that really matter. The rest of Kriyas HaTorah is on a Dramon anyway, Mishke Felech, but Pasha Zohar, Pasha Zohar, those are really important. In my shul, whenever I bring Pasha Zohar, so I always announce right before Mafti, everyone should have a mind to fulfill the mitzvah in the Torah of Zohar. When it comes to Pasha's Paras, I always change the announcement. I always say, according to one opinion, as quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, one should try to be Yotzei concept that opinion doesn't exist, and all things are Tosaf. But then we get back to the story. So Tosas is working hard, looking, searching, to try to find some kind of a Kriyas Torah Deraisa, because the Pasha is Kriyas Torah Derabana, and the Gemara sounds like something's Deraisa, this is the best that Tosas can come up with. So the Ritvah, in the beginning of the third, the beginning of the second part of Megillah, says he has a whole different approach to this. So he thinks that when the Gemara says in Bava Kama that Kriyas Torah is only with the Rabbanis, the Kanam HaShevent, the Kanam Ezra, that's referring to laning by Monday and Thursday. With the laning on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's Yeshua Deraisa, says the Ritvah. That's Mamash Deraisa, that's what the Gemara is talking about. That's a real bona fide Mitzvah Deraisa. Where did that Mitzvah Deraisa come from? So this Ritvah is clearly an extension of the Ramban. The Ritvah was a Talmud of the Ra'ah, was a Talmud of the Ramban. So when the Ritvah speaks, he's speaking almost through the mouth of the Ramban. So the Ramban, the Parash of Chumash and Parash Zema, writes that the Chumash tells us that each day of Shabbos and Yom Tov is supposed to be Mikra Kodesh. In Mikra Kodesh, that's Gosam Mordam. Yom Arishim Mikra Kodesh. Yom Arishim Mikra Kodesh. What does it mean to be a Mikra Kodesh? How do you make Shabbos and Yom Tov? What do you do exactly to make something into Mikra Kodesh? So the Teres Kohanim has a whole series of different interpretations. What Mikra Kodesh means. So the Teres Kohanim writes that Mikra Kodesh refers to Maichel Mishta and Ksus. You have to have special food and special drinks on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you have to have special clothing on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's what Mikra Kodesh means. That's why if you take a look at the Teres Kohanim, so the Teres Kohanim writes that for all the other Yom Tovim, Mikra Kodesh can be fulfilled with Maichel Mishta. On Yom Kippur, where you're obviously not eating or drinking, so the only way to fulfill Mikra Kodesh is through Ksus. So the Teres Kohanim highlights that when it comes to Yom Kippur, the word Mikra Kodesh has a different meaning than it has by the other Yom Tov. The other Yom Tov means all of the above, but Yom Kippur is not true. It can't mean Mikra Mishnah, so it has to mean Ksus. That's what the Rav thought. That's why the Rav thought the meaning is to wear a kippur on Yom Kippur. It's not because of purity and malachim and all kind of stuff. It's because otherwise, how am I doing Mikra Kodesh? I have to make something different in Yom Kippur in terms of my clothing. Otherwise, it looks like a regular Shabbos. Regularly, I have to make a special hekker on Yom Kippur. It's a different levush. That's what the Rav thought, that Bacham should also wear kippur. I don't think most people follow that. But he thought there's nothing to do with being holy and pure and married and all the above. It has to do with the fact that you have to have a fulfilled Mikra Kodesh. So from the Tarasonim, it's clear that Mikra Kodesh means to do some kind of an action. Do a maisa, a chiva, shtia, a levush, etc. Just there, Agav, nothing to do with this, but if you take a look in Rashi and Chumash, and Parsha Zemar, when he quotes that Tarasonim about levush, about wearing nice clothing on Yom Tov, so the way it's printed in our Rashi, it's in the wrong place. It's by Mikra Kodesh by Sukkis. So you have to scratch your head when you see that Rashi, the Mikra Kodesh by Sukkis. You ask yourself, why did Rashi wait all the way till Sukkot to quote it? He should have quoted it by Pesach. Shavuos. Why did he wait till the last of Yom Tov to quote it? So the answer is he did. It was a mistake. The printers didn't chat. They saw the Rashi by Yom Kippur and they goofed and they put it by, they moved it up with Rib Sukkot. They put it by Sukkot. It doesn't belong by Sukkot. It belongs by Yom Kippur. Because by Yom Kippur, Tacha makes sense. Rashi is highlighting the Teres Kohanim that by Yom Kippur, the word Mikra Kodesh means Lavush. Unlike the other Yom Tov, when it means Michael Nisht as well. So the printers didn't come to the whole Shia, they weren't part of the 4th Kabur, so they goofed, and they put it in the wrong place. And some of the new Chumashim, they already moved it back, Chadash Shemenu, Chazat Tetzajot, put the Rashi back where it belongs. So when your mama said, if you use Rashi, you should read the Rashi on the puzzle, but you get the puzzle and said it's the wrong place. That makes much
difference. Okay.
Yeah, it's with the evidence. Chasel Chachba. According to the mistake on printers, he gets it. Okay, so, came back to the story. So the Ramban, I'll tell you, has a whole different interpretation of what Mikra Kodesh is. The Ramban says he thinks Mikra Kodesh is Kipshutai, that Mikra is a Lashon Kriya Ha'eda, that you have to gather people together, Kodesh, to do holy things. You have to gather the Olam together to do holy events. What does that mean? So to gather people together, not to have a Kiddush and Shul, that's not Mikra Kodesh, that's a joke. To gather people together to do what? Go take a walk together, that's not Mikra Kodesh. You have to gather the oilam together to do Dvarim Shiva Kedusha. So what is Dvarim Shiva Kedusha? Learning is Dvarim Shiva Kedusha. Davening is Dvarim Shiva Kedusha. When you get the whole Tzipa together, when they take out a Sefer Torah, and they all learn together, ooh, Dvarim Shiva Mikra Kodesh. So the Ramban writes, that's the Dvarim Shiva Mikra Kodesh. So that's what the Ritva writes, that when you get together for Kriyas HaTorah, on Yom Tov, when you get together for Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos, you're fulfilling Mamish Pshita Kemashmo. The Torah says, Dvarim Shiva Mikra Kodesh. So again, so we have a few different possibilities. What, if any, is the deraisa of Kriyas HaTorah? According to Rashi, it sounds like all Kriyas HaTorah is deraisa, which is very hard to understand. According to Tosafot, it's very, very limited Kriyas HaTorah deraisa. Zochem, eight, maybe para. And according to the Rabban, every Shabbos, every Yom Tov is a potential deraisa.
According to
According to the Man of Mitzvah, what did Moshe Rabbeinu, what was he mechadding?
He added on Monday, Thursday, because the Gemara says that Shiloyachu Shlosh Yom V'li Torah. So he chap that, if you go from Shabbos to Shabbos, that means you pass 6 days without a Kriyas Torah. So the Etzem Kriyas Torah of every Shabbos and Yom Tov is a Derei. So the additional going, not going 3 days, that was what Moshe Rabbeinu added.
Wasn't the Mikrei Kodesh Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? So every single time you're learning from the Torah on Shabbos, that's Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim?
No. We say in the Kiddush, Mikra Kodesh Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. That means it's a day of Kedusha, which is a Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not the Mikra Kodesh itself is a Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Kedusha Sayyim is a Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim.
So why can't you explain the Gemara? It says, Kol Torah Kol Be'er Hakel?
Yes, the Tosh says that Yechus. The Tosh says Yechus, by the way, maybe it's not even referring to any of them, what we call Kriyas Torah. Maybe it's referring to Kriyas Pashas Chalitza and Pashas Bikur and Hakel, Pashas Saita, half a dozen other things. That's Tosh's default position. But we're learning Kriyas Torah, so we're only going to quote those things that are relevant to Kriyas Torah. Kedar Kainu, we want to talk about what's relevant to what it says in the Shulchan. Okay, good. Getting back to that story. So, is there enough Gemil Adina? At the end of the day, I said, at the end of the day, we're going to do it anyway. We're going to keep the Dim the rest, keep the Dim the Ramon. So, it doesn't make any difference to us whether it's the Raisa or the Ramon. So, we know that the notion of a Sefer Torah is, of course, a Raisa concept. There's enough Gemil Adina whether something is a Sefer Torah or not, a love of the Raisa, i.e., the mitzvah of Tayag, the mitzvah, the last of the mitzvahs of Ksiva Sefer Torah. There's a mitzvah of Raisa, Kislacha, and Sashira Zois, to write a Sefer Torah. So, in order to be Yaitu that mitzvah, it has to be a kosher Sefer Torah. What does it mean, a kosher Sefer Torah? So a Sefer Torah has to be from the beginning then, from the days of Rashi's Lahav and Leidah Kol Yisrael. If it's missing anything, so that's not a kosher Sefer Torah. So everybody would agree to that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, if it's missing even one letter, for sure it's going to be possible. Not only is it missing a letter, is it possible, but if any of the letters aren't written properly, that's also going to be possible. That's the Mishnah says in Maseches Menachos, that when you have a pair of tefillin, so the tefillin are written, even if you have every letter there, but one of the letters is formed incorrectly, so that's Keman D'Leisa, as it doesn't exist. If you have a mezuzah, one of the letters are formed incorrectly, it's Keman D'Leisa. And the Gemara is a Chiddush, even if you have the letters are formed correctly, but two of the letters are touching each other, that's what's called lack of mukhav gvil, the letters are not mukhav gvil, that's also possible in the Torah. So the tefillin are possible in the Torah, the mezuzah are possible in the Torah, so the same presumably would be true for Sefer Torah. So the standard of Sefer Torah and the love of the Arise is identical to the standard of tefillin and mezuzahs. So to fulfill the mitzvah of kislach of Sashir, it's got to be 100% kosher. The Rabban is a dogma to Chumash writes that the reason why Sefer Torah has to be completely kosher, what's the difference in missing a letter here and there, as long as it's the same word? Let's say you have a molech chasus, who cares? You know what the word means, so what's the difference? It's in the middle of someone's name. It's one of the descendants of Esav. So you wrote, I don't know, Tziva, Munuval, Adavav, it's the same guy, same Munuval guy. So what's the difference how you spell his name? So the Ramban writes, because Kol HaTorah Kula, Shmos HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's one name, it's the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam. From the base to the last Lamed, that's the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you can't say, well, it's only an insignificant letter. He says, there's no such thing as an insignificant letter. It's not, that is the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So every single letter counts. That's what the Ramban writes, that if a person thinks that there's more Kedushas HaTorah then to the pasuk Achol Slotam Timna, so he's a kofar b'Torah. He's mamish kofar b'Torah. He says there's no difference. Any iota between any single word, any single concept in Torah.
And also interestingly, for correcting in the laning, if it's a name, no matter how you mispronounce it, it's wrong because it's a name. So.
Okay. So we're going to talk about mistakes in the laning. We're going to talk about that if we get to.
I'm just saying for the sake
of
Torah.
Okay. Good. Very good. So that's what the Rambam writes. If a person makes a big fuss about an Echa Shemekecha, that's a possum. That calls on the Tumna, that's on board. So it's Mamashek, Mamashek, because it's Kribator. So many years ago, they were writing Sefer Torah for the yeshiva here. So they're trying to get some of the Bach, trying to get everybody to join together, give a couple of dollars to have a chilek in the Sefer Torah. So usually when they auction off letters for the Sefer Torah, so the big box of Shema Yisrael, so it's Nibris Matovu, Brichas Yaakov, those are the things that really bring a lot of money. So I commented at the time to my Talmidim, I said, I thought that was a little bit inappropriate, that whole idea that you're giving more chashivas to one pasuk in the Torah over the other, this is worth $1,000, and a chol slot and timber is only worth a nickel. I said, that's what the Ram says you're not allowed to do. So I said, what would really be right is that everybody should go forward and say they're going to give $1,000 to buy a chol slot and timber. Everyone's going to fight for that. So apparently some of the Talmidim actually listened to me. I don't think they gave $1,000, but apparently like 20 guys signed up, they want to rent, there was no. They were fighting who's going to get Sukkum or Lufa Yesa. Everyone was fighting for those Sukkum, and nobody it's dangerous, you know? Fakir. Chashiva Satar, that's Kedusha Satar. But let me get back to the story. So, vis-a-vis Ksiba Sefer Torah, there's no question that the Sefer has to be written 100% correctly. What about Lagabi Kriya Satar? So maybe one could argue, well, if Kriya Satar is only the Rabban anyway, so hey, Mamma, hey, Mamma. So maybe Chazal said that to fulfill the mitzvah of the Rabban Kriya Satar, who says that? We are Kosha Sefer Torah. I mean, it can't be, you know, just like, you know, printed half a chumash or something, but basically it looks like a Sefer Torah, you know. It's got a written on cloth, it's written in Moshe, it's got most of the letters here, it's got a gargle around, it's got a cover over, you know, it looks like pretty much like a Sefer Torah, but not kofes. It's missing a letter here and there, it's got a couple of letters touching here and there, what's the big deal? Well, again, only the Rabban anyway, so maybe we have a right to say that, hey, Mom, Chazal lifted all these higher requirements of a Kedusha Sefer Torah in order to fulfill the mitzvah of the Rabban of Kriya Sefer Torah. If you would hold the Kriya Sefer Torah as a mitzvah derais, it would be hard to say that, but if Kriya Sefer Torah is only a mitzvah derabanan, maybe you should say such a thing. Do we have any precedent, any bias from the Gemara to say such a thing? So this is a Gemara in Gittin that sounds like a little bit. The fifth part of Gittin, there is a Gemara that somebody showed more medayik from that. Maybe the Gemara actually even implies that. And for the purposes of Kriya Sefer Torah, maybe it doesn't have to be a perfectly cautious Sefer Torah. How do we follow the halacha nish? That's a big machlekes of Yishayim. So the Rambam in the Tshuva writes Lahakil. Rambam wrote in the Tshuva that the Sefer Torah for Kriya Sefer Torah purposes need not be up to par, need not be 100% kosher. And the Rambam in Mishneh Torah backed out from it. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah writes, came out explicitly fakert. And many of the Rishonim, probably most of the Rishonim saw that the Rambam writes in his later, in Mishneh Torah. So we don't really follow the Tshuva of the Rambam. It seems to be against what it says in the Mishneh Torah. I was saying over this year in Shul on Nesukos Torah, a little parts of this year, we're talking about Kriya Sefer Torah a little bit. So I almost said, like a little bit flippantly, I said, yeah, you know, the Rambam in Tshuva wrote one, and then years later when he wrote Mishneh Torah, the Rambam Mishneh Torah was in his 40s, he could have written this Tshuva 15 years before. He said, like, sometimes I'll say a Shia one day, and then 20 years later I'll look back at my notes, how did I say such a silly thing? So people change what they say. So I said it almost like a little bit of a lack of, you know, a covered rosh for the Rambam. So the next day I got good musa from it, because I was reading the English book that was put out recently about some Reb Chaim, some of the biographies of Reb Chaim, nice look. So I was just book reading it the next day, and there was a quote there from Ramesh Salvezhik, the quote from Yerav's father, who said that when the Rambam writes something in one place, then he backs out later, it's not like he writes in Zelosh, it's not like you and I, Ramesh Salvezhik, it's not like you and I who changed their mind. When the Rambam wrote comment A, he had Kol HaTorah Kula in front of him, and he wrote what he said anyway. And then when he wrote comment B, 10 years later, he also had Kol HaTorah Kula in front of him. So it's a machlekes to Rambam and the Rambam. So you have to treat it as machlekes of Rishonim. You have to give it the respect like it's a machlekes of Rishonim. The Rambam in one Gilgul said this, the Rambam in another Gilgul said this. You can't say, hey, he changed his mind, forget what he said at first. So it was like shooting right at me. Here I just, Mom, 24 hours, just made a big joke out of the Chibu Sin Rambam. And here, I was getting a musa from Ramesh Soloveitchik. So anyway, so be careful. So the Zmachlik is the Ram and the Ramah. What the din is, whether the Sefer has to be up to par now. How do we bask in the halacha in this Zmachlik is? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from his Rebbe, from Yaakov Beirav, those who know the history of Tzfat. So he was the Rav of Tzfat. He was the one who gave smicha to some of his Tavidim. He was the Rebbe. So he was a main player in the 1500s in Tzfat. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a tradition from his Rebbe, from Yaakov Beirav, that we rely on the Tshuva Sarabah B'diyah. What does that mean? Because Lichat Chila, we're not going to take out a Sefer Torah in the name if it's possible. We know it's possible, we're not going to take it out and make brachas on it. But if we took it out already, and we already leaned from it, so whatever we leaned B'diyah, we're going to look the other way. Whatever we leaned, whatever happened, happened. It's all Zion, whatever happened, happened. And we're Yaitz B'diyah. So let's say we leaned the entire Parsha, Parsha's Parashas. All of a sudden we get we finish, we're about to wrap it up, and then someone says, oh, I see there's a letter missing. So we don't say, well, gotta start all over again, start the psich again, and take out the term, and start again, and make brachas again. So you wouldn't say that. So Yaakov Beirav writes, even though according to many of Yishayim you would, according to the Rambam and Mishneh Torah you probably would, and many of Yishayim held Yitacha, we're not yet even B'diavit Kriya Sefer Torah. So he writes that, these would be B'diavit already, whatever happened, we can rely on the Tshuva Sarabam. Of other Rishonim who sided with the Rambam as well, the Jews around the Diyev, and we don't have to repeat the Kriya Sefer Torah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. That's what our practice is today, that we rely on this Jewish Rambam almost as an afterthought. Somebody told me a story that they were once davening in the Shul and Tzav, and after there was a mistake in the Sefer Torah, and the rabbi got up and paskin, that you have to go back to the beginning of the parasha and learn all over again. So I said, where did that story happen? It happened in Tzav. I said, that was the Pesach was given in Tzfat. Shulchan Aruch and the Maribirav lived in Tzfat, and they had Kepaskin 500 years ago, not that. So I don't understand the story. But most of the Klai Yisrael today follows that the practice. Although other things, the Gra disagreed. The Gra said we don't pass like the Shmos around. We pass like the Mamish Torah. You have to go back to Mamish to the Vigyan later over again. But the Vigyan, most of the Klai Yisrael is to rely with the Evid on the Shmos around. So that relying with the Evid on the Kriyas HaTorah, the Dome of the Apostles of the Torah, seems to be because the whole Kriyas HaTorah is on the Midrabban anyway. L'chor, that wouldn't apply if you have a Kriyas HaTorah Deraisa, if you're dealing with a real Zoch, part, whatever you think Christopher the Rice is, so it would be hard to rely on that. So the fact that we do rely on them, we rely on the Shabbos and Yom Tov also, sounds like we're not so convinced that you need a Christopher the Rice even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So I remember once in Yeshiva here, it goes back, at least 22 years, I don't remember exactly when it was, sometime before that, it was Parshas Parah, and they found a mistake in the Sefer Torah, the middle of Parshas Parah. So there was a whole sichsuch as to what to do with the times. Remember, Shechter wasn't here on Shabbos, so it was a bunch of us, younger guys were floating around. So I remember at the time Rabbi Simon was around then, I think Rabbi Harabi was there, I think Rabbi Roblowski, I remember Shiva the Chevy used to hang around Shabbos in Yeshiva. So we had a whole argument broke out in the Beis Medrash about what we should do. Somebody said, no, just whatever we lane, to continue with the next thing, so somehow we get to the Yevon. And I remember, so some of us were saying, what do you mean? The whole kula of relying with the evidence is because the whole thing is the Rabban. The Yiddish Shulchan Aruch quotes Yeshua said, "There is not day and dices." So the others, I guess, you must have let it grow. It was a little tell circus. So I was fighting out the way. I don't know what happened in the end. I don't think we learned again. I remember some people were not happy. I think maybe some guys did not say to themselves. I don't remember anyone. It was 25 years. I don't remember what happened. So that was the strange things used to happen to the way. Not just strange things, but still do happen to the way. Right now, the stomach. Okay, so things that haven't changed much over the years. Anyway, okay, so hopefully, Mitzvah, next week we'll try to continue a little bit more about Christ. I know you guys are already ahead of me, but just some practical applications of, so now the fact that we are a little bit more makeal about Pasul Sefer Torah, what does that mean exactly? Tachas, bottom line. What psalm are we a little bit more makeal about? What are we a little bit more lachna about? What do you do with Pasul Sefer Torah in terms of Christ? Hopefully, we'll talk a little bit about the second half of this year.